हरिः ॐ सहनाभवतु सहनौभुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करभावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्तिश्शान्तिश्शान्तिः ॐ जया श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यप्रभुनित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैतगराधर शिव सरिगौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. Okay, so now Krishna has spoken after Sanjaya has come and delivered Dhritarashtra's message. And Dhritarashtra's point is that, you know, the Pandavas are saintly persons, no virtue, so why would they want a war which will cause so much difficulty? So therefore, he's just putting it back on the Pandavas. He's taking zero responsibility. And zero, we're being generous here. Means he absolutely is going to avoid responsibility for all the problem at all costs. Everybody tells him, as the king, it's his responsibility to correct the situation, but he will never do it because he wants to please his son, and his son is wrong. So Krishna has then spoken and shown about the performance of duties, how that one performs one duty without attachment to please the Lord. That's the actual highest principle. Krishna says that in Gita. Not this idea that, yes, renunciation means giving up your duties, you know, like this. But no, the point is the higher one is performing your duties without attachment. Krishna looked at Yudhishthira and his brothers, who sat together like a pride of lions. The eyes of all the kings turned towards them as Krishna continued. Certainly Yudhishthira desires peace. But if his kingdom is not returned, then in my opinion, it is his duty to declare war. Indeed, it would be virtuous and praiseworthy to be killed fighting in such a religious war. It is better that Yudhishthira regain his own ancestral kingdom than to take the kingdom of another, right? Because then if he goes in, he says he could stay with the Yadavas, he could stay with Drupad, you know, in their place. So they're just saying he could stay somewhere, but as kings to perform their duty, they're going to need something to do. So that means now they have to take part of their kingdom or, you know, have some major role in, but there's already a king there doing that. You know, so they're saying is, you know, we'll keep everything, our kingdom and your kingdom, and then you go to another kingdom, and then you share it with someone else. So therefore you have two kings sharing one kingdom. But we won't give you your kingdom, you know, that's yours, we will take your kingdom. So in other words, the Kauravas will get two kingdoms, but the idea is anybody else would have to share theirs with. But Yudhishthira's not saying, you know, I'm taking your kingdom. I'm saying, you keep yours, we'll keep ours. So they're being very unreasonable. And somehow or another, they're trying to quote that it's religious. So in other words, with religious persons, irreligious people will quote Shastra on how you should be religious so that they get their work done. But not that they follow these religious principles at all. O Sanjaya, go now and lay these ancient principles before Dhritarashtra amid his sons and the assembled chiefs of the various countries. Krishna paused. His audience was absorbed, accepting his gently spoken arguments. Even Sanjaya nodded his head in agreement as Krishna went on. Because Krishna, Sanjaya is a disciple of Vyasa, so he can see, you know. The one other angle is a nice way. Personally, you can just avoid the whole thing. But at the same time, as Krishna's pointing out, no, you perform your duties to please the Lord. My dear Sanjaya, let me remind you that the Kurus committed their sin in their own council hall. It wasn't like Yudhishthira, had or someone. All of them, even Bhishma, was silent when the chaste Draupadi stood weeping in Dushasana's clutches. That slave of lust viciously dragged her before her father's-in-law to abuse and insult her, right? So girls are never, amongst the seniors. The Manu mentions that, like the father towards the daughter, it's always the greatest kindness. And so here she's dragged before those who are actually in the position to act as fathers and grandfathers and that, and they did nothing. So how is that in any way virtuous, right? It's nothing. It's not, they have... There's no Shastra they can quote to say, no. If Dhritarashtra had checked his sons, he would then have pleased me. He and all the Kurus said nothing, that is, all except Vidura and one honest Kshatriya. The other kings also remained silent. You too, Sanjaya, did not utter a word. Now you want to preach righteousness to Yudhishthira. And his whole point is, you said nothing at the time. When the actual problem was created, you said nothing. And now when you have this, the result of the reaction of the nonsense that you did, sitting on your head, now you're coming and now you're preaching like that. So Krishna's making a point. Krishna's eyes flashed as he described the incident. In other words, he's not happy, as you know. At that time, Karna spoke such sharp words to Draupadi that they pierced her heart. Become the court of a slave, the fool said. Your husbands are no longer your husbands. Choose another man. Karna's arrows of words also buried itself deep into Arjuna's heart. Because according to Manu, a woman is never separated from her husband, no matter what happens. There's no question of that. So that they even considered that she was not connected with the Pandavas means every last one of them was sinful. There is nothing to support. So already he's given one point to that and another point. So they have never acted righteously at all in the context of the Pandavas. Other things, they may do their duties nicely and that, but in this context, no, they've just been sinful. And Sanjay didn't say anything. We never hear anything. This is the first time we've heard Sanjay speak. You know, when it came to Varnavata, when it came to, you know, all these other aspects, whenever it was, the gambling match, the first one, the second one, all these things, when it comes up that they come back and the messenger, Sanjaya hasn't said anything. And Krishna's point now, and now you want to preach righteousness to Yudhishthira? And you want to preach to Yudhishthira? Like that. The sinful Shakuni again and again urged Yudhishthira in the dice game. You have only Draupadi likes. Take her, O king. Again, when the Pandavas were about to depart to honor their vow, clad in black deerskins, Dushasana said, these eunuchs, vanquished and ruined, are going to hell for a long time. Right? It means they're not eunuchs. They're not vanquished. They're going out in glory. Who's been destroyed are the Kauravas. Because they don't actually understand what virtue is. They just see it as that if you have power, if you have authority, then you're virtuous. And if you don't, then you're useless. So they have no idea what virtue is. They just know greed. That was why it was recommended that Duryodhana be left out in the forest so that the local forest people will pick him up and raise him as their child. And so then in that position, he'll just, you know, I mean, there'll be some fighting amongst the tribals on who's in charge, and Duryodhana will be, you know, in charge of that region of tribals. And like that, but that's all the farther we get. It would just affect them. But in this way, he destroys all the Kshatriya race. There'll be some problem with that local region of, you know, because tribes all over the world don't unite together. It's that, you know, they'll be the ones that bump into each other. They may have some discussions and some accords or some fights. Krishna paused again to allow his words to sink in, right? Because he's bringing up everything's been wrong. And now you're preaching virtue? After 13 years, the shock of those terrible events had worn off. But as Krishna described them, Sanjaya remembered the horror of that day. He knew he had been wrong to stand by silently as Duryodhana and his friends committed their crime. Out of loyalty to the blind king, he had watched in anguish as the noble Pandavas, and especially their gentle wives, had suffered unbearable insults. Right? So you have the aspect of where they're trying to perform their duties. Like, so he's doing, Bhishma's doing, Drona's doing, Vidura, that they're telling them. But they're not doing anything because they're loyal to the crown. But the point is if the crown is not acting in a virtuous way, technically you don't have to. There, Bhishma could have just gone up and chastised Duryodhana. You know, like that, and said, you know, like that, you know, it's like. None of you are rightful heirs of the throne. Bhishma is. He said he wouldn't, but he can be regent. So he's going to be regent. Or right at that point, he's going to throw it out and make Yudhishthira. That could have happened, but it didn't. Of course, we all know that it's Krishna's plan. You know, because Duryodhana is a sinful person. But that doesn't make it all right. It means the plan is that it'll go this way so that all these sinful persons like Duryodhana and those who follow him will all be destroyed. Without doubt, the seeds of the present calamity had been sown at that time. That's direct. The arrows the Kauravas had shot at that time would now come back at them as blazing shafts launched by the Gandiva. Right? So they've sent all these shafts of piercing weird words. They'll all come back now from the Gandiva, and it will destroy them. The elders, silent on that day, would soon be answered by the clamor of fierce battle. Sanjaya bowed his head. So they were taking the thing, okay, well, we have to do here, if something's wrong here, but because of that, now the dynasty will be destroyed. So who was wrong? Who was the one that was saying, oh, we don't want war, we want peace? No. By that gambling match, they put upon their heads that they're going to be destroyed. That's what they did at that time. It's just a matter of time, because things, you know, it takes time for a tree to grow and give fruit. So this is a very big tree, because the point is this tree will destroy all of them. So it takes a little longer. Krishna continued, I shall go to Hastinapur to remind the Kurus of all these events. We will settle the matter. If I can bring about peace without injuring the Pandavas' interests, then I will have performed a virtuous act. I will also have released the Kurus from the clutches of death, right? Because according to what's there, they will be destroyed. So if Krishna can work out that they give back the kingdom, one, there's no war, and then there won't be, they won't get that reaction like that, because they're the ones that are supposed to die, the Kauravas. I hope Dhritarashtra's sons will receive me with respect when I go there to speak of virtue and humanity. If it is otherwise, you can be sure that those men, consumed by their own viciousness, will soon lose everything on the battlefield. At the proper time, Bhima, mace in hand, will remind Duryodhana of his cruel words. Right? Because Bhima made the vow he would kill all 100 brothers. So that's why Arjuna on the battlefield at Varanavata didn't kill them. He could have killed so many of them that came forward. He could have killed Duryodhana. He could have killed all those others, you know, like that. But he didn't, because they were supposed to be killed on the battle, you know, by Bhima. Looking around the hall, Krishna concluded with a number of poetic metaphors. Duryodhana is a tree full of malice. Karna is his trunk. Shakuni its main branch. Dushasana and his brothers are the numerous fruits and flowers, and the blind king Dhritarashtra is its root. On the other hand, Yudhishthira is a tall tree full of virtue. Arjuna is its trunk. Bhima its branch, and the twins its fruit and flowers. I myself, along with the Vedas and the Brahmins, are its root. So you can see slightly different tree. O Sanjaya, tell your master that peace with the Pandavas is the only intelligent course. The Kurus are like a forest, and the Pandavas are the tigers. Without tigers, men would cut down the trees. And without the forest, the tigers have no protection. They need each other. The Kauravas, tigers, because tigers are there so you don't come in the forest to cut down the trees. But if there's no trees, there's no place for the tigers. Right, so naturally, they're just saying the two should be working together. The Kauravas are creepers of virtue, while the Pandavas are huge salt trees. Without the support of a tree, a creeper cannot grow. Pandu's sons are ready to wither, ready to either wait on Dhritarashtra or ready to fight. Everything depends on how the king acts now, because if they get their own kingdom back, as it stands now, Duryodhana is the emperor, or his father is the emperor. So they will be a subservient king. And so he's saying they're ready to wait on him, or they're ready to fight. Everything depends on how the king acts now. Go back, wise one, and explain all this to Dhritarashtra. So, in other words, he's throwing it back to them. You have to take the responsibility. You've done wrong, do what's right. All you're asked is give back the kingdom, everything else will be forgotten. There won't be this war, they won't all die. But if they don't, then they'll get the reaction of their previous activities. Yudhishthira folded his palms toward Dhritarashtra's secretary and replied, O Sanjaya, we know you are a well-wisher. Your speech did not offend us, for you spoke with a pure heart. Right? Because he's saying, yes, if you personally just go out to the forest and forget all this, then the problem's over. On one hand, you could say, yes, that would serve the solution. But we know Duryodhana, he would not tolerate that. He would try to come to the forest to kill them because he'll think, oh, no, but at any time they could come back and Bhima does this and that one, that. And so he'll think like that. So even then it wouldn't work. Even if they did go to the forest, Duryodhana wouldn't tolerate that even. Just that they're on the same planet, it annoys him. Surely you are our favorite, and you have always shown us much affection. Other than you, only Vidura would have come here. O wise one, please convey our regards to our elders and friends. Offer our respect to the Brahmins and our affection to the people. Is the king protecting them well? O Sanjaya, are the arrangements we made for the well-being of all our subjects still in place? I hope no person is needy or afflicted within the Kuru's jurisdiction. Yudhishthira named the Kurus one by one and asked Sanjaya to go to each of them on his behalf and ask after their health. At last he said, go to Duryodhana, who is dull-headed, ignorant, wicked, and addicted to vice, and say that the desire tormenting his heart for undisputed rulership is not justified. Tell him this, we shall not do anything disagreeable to you. Either give back Indraprastha or fight, O chief of the Bharatas. Right, we won't do any disagreeable. It means you want to give back the kingdom, we won't. You don't want to give back the kingdom, you want to fight, we'll fight. So the point is, you give us back the kingdom, we'll do there, we won't do anything that'll disturb you, we'll just run our kingdom and leave you alone. Or you don't want to give back the kingdom, you would rather fight, then we're willing to fight. So they're obliging Duryodhana. The assembled kings cheered Yudhishthira's words, and the Pandava raised his hand to silence them. Turning again to Sanjaya, he said, I pray that the Supreme Lord will bless that foolish man with wisdom. Sanjaya also said this to Duryodhana. Pandu's sons are ready to forgive even the disrobing and abuse of the wife, just so that the Kurus may not be slaughtered. We will bear all the ills and insults they have heaped upon us, but we want our due share. O best among men, give up your greed for others' property. Only then will there be peace. Right? Because the problem is not that Yudhishthira wants his kingdom back, because that's rightfully his. In fact, the Hastinapur is rightfully his. But their greed for others' property, that's where the problem comes in. Right? We will accept even one province so that we may perform our God-given duty of ruling over and protecting the people. Give us just 5 villages, one for each of us, and let there be an end to this quarrel. Let brother follow brother and father unite with son. I desire to see the Kauravas and the Pandavas coming together with cheerful hearts. To do my duty, I'm prepared for peace or war. The choice is in your hands. Right? He's throwing it back because they've tried to say, oh, it's your thing. When Yudhishthira was finished, each of his brothers gave messages for the Kauravas. When they had all spoken, Sanjaya said he would repeat their messages exactly as they had been spoken. Because back in Dwarapara Yuga, they actually had memories, they could remember it all. Then he bowed before the assembly and departed for Hastinapur. So you can see is that all very nicely, great etiquette and how they discuss and all that, but the points are being made in a solid way. Is that Duryodhana and his father are wrong, and so then they have to consider what's actually duty, right? Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Jai Shri Prabhupada ki.